Well, there are a few challenges. I mean, to start with, the instrument he wrote for really three different instruments: the harpsichord, the clavichord, and the fortepiano. The fortepiano really developed so rapidly during his life, and he wrote these pieces really throughout his entire creative life that spanned for 45 years or so. The instruments really changed like computers today in that pace, you know, and then different countries developed different technologies. The Viennese instruments were different from the English instruments. So when Haydn comes to London, you can see the change in the style and the writing for the instrument because he discovered the English pianos and what they could do. And you hear different sonorities. And how do you approach that and play them on a modern instrument? That was really interesting for me to explore that, to go and learn how to play on historic instruments. And it was a great joy. I had a big privilege to play on Haydn's piano in UK, the piano that belonged to him, and I learned tremendous amount from that experience.
And now let's speak a little bit about your journey as a pianist and maybe a little bit about your earliest moments.
I grew up in a house full of music, saw my parents' students coming to our house, and music was everywhere, and my parents exposed me to recordings as well, and so I was very lucky in that sense. I think environment is very important, and you know, that exposure to great art at an early age is very important. So I was very lucky in that sense.
When you moved to Israel, did anything about your approach and studying piano change then?
Yeah, so when I came to Israel at the age of 8 from Uzbekistan, it was much, the world was much bigger in Israel. You know, the Israel Philharmonic, which is a great orchestra, and I started listening to this great orchestra and all the soloists that came and all the conductors, and really formed my growth as a musician. It was instrumental to my development, that exposure. And later, when at the age of 17, I went to the States, and the world became even bigger. My classmates were incredibly accomplished musicians, and I started to play chamber music with everyone, and it was a great, great learning experience.